Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of Showing Up with the Salt. I'm Davon, and for this special episode, it's just me. As you all know, Showing Out with the Salt is a podcast where we talk about our lives and our world around it. And like I said before, this episode is just me. Normally, we either have Brittany or we have someone on as a guest host or we have someone we're interviewing. But for this week, some things got changed up, and then I thought it was a perfect time for me as the creator and founder of The Salt and co-creator and founder of Showing Out with The Salt. I thought it was a great opportunity for me to be on here, and I can just talk with you all, my listeners. So this would be great, a great podcast. I don't know how long it will be. I don't think it should be too long, but yeah. So for this podcast, I want to talk about our first year. And we have not celebrated the first year of Showing Out with the Salt yet, but we have celebrated the first year of The Salt Substance Addict, which is our website platform, and which started it all, to be honest. It started it all. And if you don't know that website, that website is thesaltsa.wixsite.com. Again, that website is thesaltsa.wixsite.com. And there is a website where you're going to find blogs and lifestyle and events and music and pop culture and inspirational quotes and pictures and book of the month and movies, and it's just an all around great thing. And I heard this guy on Instagram one time. He was talking about his business, and I feel like his business kind of mirrors what we're trying to achieve at The Salt. And The Salt, first off, is a website that is for everyone of every age and every background. And you're like, maybe you're thinking, Davon, well, we know who you are. Well, a lot of people, they would say, like, we know who you are. And, you know, we know who you're about. You know, is it for everyone? Like, well, yeah, because I interact with every kind of person. And I'm a person who's a person of understanding, a person who listens, a person who tries to be compassionate and understands that I'm not a person who has walls up, and I'm not only trying to reach one type of person or only certain type of people. That's just not who I am. That's not who I am out in the world, and I don't want anything that I'm creating or anything that I have my name on to represent that as well. So with saying that, you know, I am a Christian, I am a believer, but I don't consider my movement or the movement of The Salt or what The Salt represents just a Christian brand. Yes, we are pro Jesus. I love God, but I'm not just a Christian brand because I want our reach to not be only for people who I'm alike or who I look alike or who I believe alike. I want my reach to be for everyone of every age and every background. And if you don't like that, I don't know what to tell you. we celebrate our first year, and it's a great time. The Salt started, I believe, 2016, 2017 with an idea. And what was cool was my old place I used to live, which was my dad's house, I used to have friends come over, and we just had so many awesome conversations on the couch. And we had so many great, awesome conversations in my basement. And, you know, also, I like to say at that time, I was already creatively frustrated because I consider myself a kind of a creative person. I like art. I like music. I like like production and things like that. So, and I like being involved in things like that. And at that time, I wasn't doing anything that was actually like a fulfillment in my life. So I was frustrated because, you know, I was just doing my regular routine. So, you know, I was praying about it. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, doing different things. And then at first I was like, oh, I'm going to write this, like this, I think Facebook used to have like this note section. I wanted to write like a piece about something that happened. And I was like, oh, I should do a blog. I should become a blogger. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna call it Couch Talks, because like a lot of things that happened on my couch, I thought that they were interesting conversations that I wanted to get other people's perspectives on. I wanted to see what other people thought. I wanted to get other people to read it and think about and chew on what was being out there. And then it just evolved because I was like, well, I don't only want to do a blog. I want to do, you know, like music and videos, and I want to, you know, get other people involved. And I want to show art. I want to let people know like the events that are going on. We want to talk about food and travel, and so it just became so much bigger. And yes, I was so scared, and there were so many times that it started and so many times it stopped. And then I talked to my friend Jonathan, who was a great help in like building a website and how do I do this. And I met with him, and jokingly we say Jonathan's like one of the producers, but like because he knows like creative things and has a creative mind, and so he's a good person to bounce ideas off of. And I talked to other friends as well who have creative minds and are organized, and so they helped me a lot too. But yeah, and then, you know, we thought we were gonna call it the website Couch Talks, and then there was this joke, because my nickname is Sookie, and they would call me Salty, like Salty Sook. And so I was like, oh, it was just like a joke, like, you should call it Salty. And I was like, ha, 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 you're being funny. But then I thought about it, I was like, oh, we should call it the Salt, because what does salt do? Salt as flavor to things, it adds substance to things, it preserves things. At one time, and back in the day, it was a major commodity. It was one of those things that was used as like a trading value. It's very valuable. So I was like, what's called the salt? What's called the salt substance added? And yeah, so 2018 was a whole year of development, and I went through a bunch of crap around that time, 2017, 2018, and you know, I just hustled and worked and worked and worked and worked. Then 2019 of February, we launched, and it was great. Found our theme song, and you're getting a lot of inside scoop. So our song that, and I haven't figured everything out. I'm not perfect at this. I'm still developing. And another thing was, like, I did this for no one else but myself. And I don't know who out there doesn't understand that or doesn't get it, but this is something that I like to do. And I have a good time because I talk a lot, and I sometimes talk too much, and a lot of things going on around me, and I don't understand it, and I want to get my thoughts down and write it down. And I'm like, there's other people who have the same questions, so let's do it. So, you know, I always said, like, if I only got one person to engage or one person that I'm reaching, I'm happy. Nobody, I'm fine, because that's what I, like, I didn't do this for them, I did this for myself. So anyway, yeah, so it was called The Salt, and like I said, we started in 2019 of February, and we launched. And it was funny because people might not know this, but I got some of my beginning inspiration from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And like, you're cracking up, you're like laughing, like, oh, Davon, for real, like, you watch that show? Oh, well, I catch clips, I do watch a couple episodes. But those women, they're hustlers. And I know there's others out there, but it would be on a Sunday when I was like putting things together. And I heard their music and for their theme song. I was like, oh, that'd be great background music for my website. So I got it, and that's what plays in the background of the website. If you see the music bar, it should play automatically from the desktop, but the mobile site, they actually have to press play. But that's probably a good idea, because you don't want to open a website and then you're on your phone and immediately you're like starts blasting music. I will say, though, creating the song, great. I prefer the desktop version of the website over the mobile, because I think the desktop version is that's what I went, like, my hardest work on. And, like, if you do or do not know, anything you do on a desktop, you have to modify the mobile version to, like, replicate and look similar to the desktop version. But I put more of the work, sweat, and hours into the desktop, and then had to tweak the mobile part. But the desktop version is the main, does all the full functions of what I envisioned and embodied for the website. But the mobile version is cool, it's great. But yeah, and the logo, I got help from my friend Jonathan. He's a great graphic designer. So if you need something done, look him up. He did some great work for me, and I bounced a lot of ideas of, like, the look of the website. And I think it looks great. The blog part of the website is called Couch Talks. On the website, there's Book of the Month. I recently modified this section. It was called, Extra Salt, but then I changed it and called it Salt Vibes. I thought that was a lot. Vibes with a Z, because I'm being 21st century retro. I don't know, but I thought it was much better. And on that page, you're going to get quotes and videos and music and stuff like that. Entertainment, that's what we cover on that page. And then the next page, we have events on that page. You're going to catch local, national, across the country events, things that are going on locally or around you. I try to get things that, because we're based in Kentuckiana, which is southern Indiana and Louisville, Kentucky, or Kentucky in general, I find events around here locally, because I figure, like, a lot of my audience might come from people I know. But also, I look for things that, like, tours that are going on that may be coming through here, but also going to your area. I look at musicals that are going on, concerts, different festivals, different shows, conferences, different great organizations, and stand-up comedians, music. So, anything you can think of, it's there. That's rapidly changing, because as dates come up, you get to change and modify and update things on that. Also, you'll find on the website things to do around town locally, or just things to do in general that you can do with some friends and family on the weekend or on a weeknight. And then last but not least, also there are organizations that we support. You'll find it on that page as well. So that's really cool. And also, let me just backtrack a little bit. On the Salt Vibe page, you're going to find out about other creatives, because I've gotten to network and meet some other great people out there who do some great things. And when I say creatives, I'm talking about people who are involved in the arts and who are involved in entertainment, who are involved in, like, making clothing or just making their mark on this earth. And I just find some of the stuff they're working on, they're doing, is pretty cool. So I just want to be a supporter and also get some of their information out as well. And recently we're diving into finding other people to connect with and finding other organizations who are doing their thing and just starting to put on our website as well, and just as a support. And I always get permission before I do it, so don't freak out. So along with that as well, We have Salt Vibes events page. I'm gonna get to something else at the end, because I don't want to talk about it right now. We do have a contact page. You can go there. You can ask us any question. Me and my staff will answer. Staff meeting me. Sometimes I do have friends who have access to the website, but I'm mainly the one who monitors and checks everything. So you have any questions or want to reach out and talk to us, leave a comment. You can do that by going to our contact page. You can also subscribe to the website. And when you do with a subscription, you'll get all the latest updates when things come in new, when there's a new blog post made, when there's a new thing added as far as book of the month, because that changes or new videos are added, and then you become part of the newsletter. Well, more like news announcements. I don't really do letters because that's what the blog's for. You want to find out what's going on and new things are going on, I'll make a blog about it. And then there is an About Us page, and on that page you have information about the creator, which is me, and also the bottom, and you'll find out all the things that I've written on Couch Talks, different blog posts that I've made, but also I consider the SAW a creative collective. Therefore, I realize everything, I don't want this all to be on me. I want it to be like a community of people getting together. And like when I hear or find out about something somebody's doing, or they are like really good at, they know what they're doing, I want them to get that information out to you all. And no, I may do a story on someone, but when someone knows something that I feel like is, you know, they really know what they're talking about, I say, hey, like, can you write something on the website for me? And I'll be really grateful. So you'll also find out on that About Us page, you'll see the other writers who've written different stories. So my friend Candace Rogan, she's on there. She's written a story about fashion. My friend Justin Taylor, he's written a great article about race and reconciliation. My great friend Morgan, she wrote a great piece on called Expectation versus Reality. My friend Jonathan, he wrote a great piece. Jonathan, who also did logo and stuff, he did a great piece about, he's really knowledgeable about movies. So he talked about some of the movies that were coming out around that time that were gonna be hot, really hot. And he gave like his review on it and his rating on those. There's also a story from last but certainly not least, my sister. My sister, she wrote an article for the website. Actually, I asked her, she didn't write just one, she's written a couple actually, and I've asked her to help because my sister is a wonderful writer. And if you need someone to do your resume, reach out to her. So Kanisha Newbolt, whoop whoop, yeah, that's my sister. She has done several articles for the website, and she's helped collaborate with the information and content for the website. So she's a great help. I know those writers, like, you know, if you're listening and you've helped with the SAW in any kind of way, I just want to thank you all those writers I mentioned. Thank you so much, because you've given, I think, so many, I mean, I look at the analytics and people are reading them. So, and this information is great that they're reading it. And I've seen comments on our Instagram page. So yeah, Instagram, mentioning that when I created the website, I thought, you know, we need a social media outlet. And so we have an Instagram page, and it's called the Salt _SA. And so, yeah, that's great. Like, the reach is wonderful, and we have a great thing going for us. So now let me just get close to the end and say, lastly, 6 months into the website, I saw this video on YouTube from Oprah and Gayle King, and they were doing like some like video where they were sitting down and people were asking them questions about their friendship, like, or what would they do. And I said, oh, that'd be really cool for the website. So as my other sister, Brittany, I was like, hey, like, you want to do this video with me, and me, you can do it together. It'd be really fun if you really like it. And she's like, she was down. And then we were like, oh, we gotta look good, and we gotta get camera. We were trying to find a space to do it, because at that time I didn't have like my own space to record a video. So it was becoming, I was like, what if we just did a podcast? And then I'm like, oh, I just couldn't believe it. Just the birth of a podcast. So I did my, like, just like the website, did my research on it. Make a podcast and get the equipment, and what programs and software do I need, and Yep. Now we have a podcast called Showing Out with the Salt. And that has just been a great place. And we're hosted on SoundCloud. And if you don't know what that means, they're like our home. They have our code and stuff. And so they have our code, and we are able to take that code that's provided by SoundCloud and take it to other outlets. So we're not only on SoundCloud Showing Out with the Salt, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And it's just been so fulfilling getting to sit down with her. And we've had a guest on there, like my friend Brianna, she's been on there. My friend Justin Taylor's been on there. And our friend Jonathan's been on there. And our other friends, Candace and my friend and Bruce, they've all been on episodes and stuff. And it's been fun. And it's been therapeutic, I think, for me and Brittany both. And I say me and Brittany because, like, she is a 50-50, I don't want to say 50-50, 100-100 partner with me. And she's great, and we just have a good time together. And it's been wonderful. And we are so far that we're at 22, 23 episodes in. This might be the 24th, 25th. I don't know. But man, we started in August of 2019, and now we're in 2020, and the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit for Showing Out the Salt, the podcast, and the sky's the limit for the Salt Substance Addict website. It's just been great, and there's so much more I look forward to, and there's so much more to come. I can't wait. There'll be new content, new blogs, and some new segments, and we are currently in the workshop now at the Salt headquarters, coming up with more ideas, new stuff to come, and we're coming up with new concepts and things for the podcast and new subject matter and guests. It's been so great, and so I'm really excited about that. I will say I've gotten a lot out of it, and in doing the blog, but the website as a whole and the podcast has made me be more aware of my surroundings and people, and understand and really listening and doing research and being understanding and compassionate about people and situations and things going on in the world. And that is not only my way of thinking. Like, I can have my opinion or what I think about it, but just because somebody else has something different than me, it's not my place to be like they're wrong to judge them. It's just my place to, like, you know, if it's not something I'm for, it's not something I'm for. If it is, I am. But, like, you know, we just need unity right now, and there's no need to fight. And we're on this together, and this is life, and we're all running a race together, and need to be doing this together. So, you know, I don't have time for that. I really don't. And on that note, I say, what someone might ask, like, what has been one of the most surprising things? I think I am not disappointed about this. I'm not upset about it. It's just like, well, you know, that's what it is. I have noticed that, you know, people I would think would support our website and engage and help get the word out and help be, there's ways to be supportive. And I thought, you know, people that are closer, you know, that my thought about people at all that I know, you know, they haven't been as supportive. But then I go back and think, like, well, Davon, why did you do this? Did you do it for them or you did it for yourself? I'm like, well, I did it for myself. But, you know, you want people you know to be, I'm sure they're happy, but just help and be there. And if not, give the page a like, give us a share, tell your friend, have a discussion about it. But, you know, they do. I love them still. Like, I ain't got no problem with it. But that has been surprising, and I do see it because, you know, you have to, because you're always looking forward, like, what's working, what's not, and what do you need to do, what you need to change, what can make this better, what we can improve. And you see, like, oh, like, you know, I would think I would have more likes on this, or I would think I'd have more listens on this, and the engagement's low, or stuff like that. But hey, you know what? I'm satisfied, and I'm happy, and I'm not upset. So, yeah, this is a great podcast episode with just me. Huh. Brittany's not here. It was amazing. But yeah, that was our first year. And, you know, we have our Instagram page, and that's that's constantly climbing in followers. And we the engagement on the website with the analytics is constantly climbing. Some more creatives I've connected with, and now we're collabing together. And it's just great. Like, there's so much great things going on right now. So many creative things going on right now. And I'm so happy to be a part of this lane. I know Brittany, I think she's happy to be a part of this lane. And we enjoy doing this together. And we enjoy this ride. And we enjoy you all. I really appreciate those. If you're listening right now, I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done and been a part of. I really appreciate it. And I am really grateful and thankful. And, you know, here's to another year. Here is to another year. So thank you all for listening. Like I always say, like, share, comment, tell your friends, have a discussion about this comment, and go check out our other podcasts. Check out, we have, like I said, we had 20 something episodes. Go check out those episodes again. Tell your friends, listen. Go check out our blogs that are on our website. I told you guys, we have our website and you can check it out from the link in the bio. On our Instagram page, like, there's so many ways to connect with us. Check all that stuff out. Check out the content on the website. And, you know, just be a part of it. Just be a part. And anytime you all have any questions or you want to hear something on our podcast or you want to see something on our website, you want to see us talk about or write about something, let us know. Drop into our DMs. Like, get in that DM. Send us an email. Go to our website and contact. Reach out to us. Go on our comments on our IG page. Hit us up on our story. Like, there's no way you can't find us. Where I make it an adamant part that you can reach out to us. So don't play. But again, thank you. Love you guys. I appreciate it. And again, here's to another year. Look forward to 2020 and all it brings. And we're looking forward to what's going to happen in 2021. So as me and Brittany always do, I don't know how cool this is going to be, but we're going to sign off. Well, I'm going to sign off. No one else is here but me in the office. So bye bye.
Hey guys, hope you all enjoyed this week's episode of Showing Out with the Salt. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends, and tune in next week for an all new episode.